Welcome to Canada's National Bible Hour. This is Brian Albrecht, your host of Mission Go.
Today our text is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, which says, "For no other foundation can men lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." And then also, verse 16 says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Here we have these two thoughts, that our faith in Christ is the foundation. Where will we be without the Lord Jesus Christ in our life? We'd be lost and gone to a Christless eternity. We wouldn't have a friend. We wouldn't have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. We wouldn't be the temple of the Holy Spirit. We wouldn't be holy. Our sins wouldn't be forgiven. We would have a very dreary life that would be made of fear and depression, and no one would be around to help us when we go through the difficulties of life. But brothers and sisters in Christ have the great privilege and opportunity to walk with God and to sense His presence. And even so, we have difficulties in life and things that come unexpected, like all people do. We still have the Lord Jesus that we can always depend on. He's promised never to leave us or forsake us. He's promised to always be there, and He helps us through the rough times and the difficult times of life. What a great blessing it is to be in the family of God.
Good day. Thank you for joining our Moments from the Mission Field, with interviews and stories about how the Lord's work is reaching out globally through the agency of Mission Go.
Good day with another Mission Moments from Mission Go. I am Reverend Dennis Campbell, President of Mission Go. Let's start with a verse from Romans 8:28. "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Let me share a report from one of our families in a limited access country, the family who are on their way home for a long overdue furlough. I cannot share the name for security reasons. They have shared a recent letter to all their prayer warriors and supporters. "We are so thankful for your faithful prayers and your support through the years. We praise God that our family is doing well, and our ministry is progressing with many new opportunities. We rejoice with you that the application for M's green card is moving forward. On March 1st, he had a biometrics appointment, and we pray that it will soon be approved and received. We have a busy schedule for the next few weeks and months. Various meetings are scheduled, and we will visit several churches, friends, family, and supporters. We will be traveling every weekend to present our ministry to stay active in developing our contacts and our support. We are very excited to share that the translation and revision of the Bible was completed in February 2024. Our team is in the process of publishing and also creating the online version for smartphones, tablets, and computers. We pray that the Bible will be used widely by many and that many will come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. The good news is, the Bible Society has been able to have trade and commercial registers to commercialize the Bibles. They have now authorized the distribution by the government because the Bibles had been blocked in the port. Thank you for your faithful prayers as these new changes are bringing much hope and blessing to these communities. In February, there were 9 baptisms. Most of them were students. We thank the Lord for these baptisms. This area has a large community, many mosques, and an Islamic university. The web radio continues to spread the gospel globally. The listening audience has increased significantly. Many people have questions about the Christian faith, especially since the Christian churches have been forced to close. It is the only opportunity for Christians to be encouraged and renewed spiritually in their faith. We praise the Lord for the media and technology that are being used in a powerful way for God's glory. In April, we plan on teaching leadership courses in the Arabic language to a group of 12 people. The goal is to train them so that they can plant new places to gather. We thank the Lord that 3 new micro-projects were recently approved, and impoverished and persecuted families have received some financial assistance. The projects will provide new opportunities for families to have a livelihood and to become independent. A colleague traveled in March to give the funds to families and visit the gatherings. One project in the South is for breeding goats and for the production of goat cheese. This will help a pastor and his family who leads a house church. He is without a job because of his faith. We also helped a family to purchase a cow. They will sell milk to the neighboring communities to become financially independent. We have also provided for another pastor who is involved in a sports club. We pray for their testimony and safety. We pray that these new projects will be successful and bring many to Jesus. We look forward to your prayers for this dear family serving in this particular area of the world. We at Mission Go continue to serve in many places around the globe where the Christian radio is reaching the persecuted to let them know they are not alone. This month, we would like to make available a booklet about the greatest poverty. Loneliness and the feeling of being uncared for or unwanted are the greatest poverty. A quote by Mother Teresa in this booklet, titled No Longer Alone, by Joni Erickson Tada. We understand that when one is lonely, cultivating intimacy with God is a good place to start. God says that when we seek close company with Him, we not only realize we are never alone, but we will see we can reach out to others who are in greater need. Nothing fills a void quite like getting the focus off you and onto someone else in greater distress. Joni says, look for divine encounters. It takes courage to reach out to others. You will learn several techniques in this booklet for moving from loneliness to friendship. To order your copy of the booklet, No Longer Alone, written by Joni Erickson Tada, please write to Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 12210, St. Catharines, Ontario, L2R7A7, or in the U.S., Box 2010, Buffalo, New York, 14231. Thank you for listening to Canada's National Bible Hour. We wish to bless your life with these messages. This is a listener-supported program, and we would not be on the air without the support of our listeners.
Today's message is from Reverend Art Larson and is entitled, The God-Blessed Life. I know that you'll enjoy this message from God's Word. Printed copies are available upon request.
Someone has said that there are three stages in life. Young, middle-aged, and my, you're looking good. Well, how are you today, my friend? Many of us can identify with the writer who said it's better to say I'm fine with a grin than to let people know the real shape that you're in. Well, there is a lot of emphasis today on being physically fit, isn't there? Is there anything more important than that? Oh, I believe there is. What is it? Knowing God's blessing in your life and being spiritually healthy, spiritually fit. Having God take your life, making it new, filling it with joy and blessing, and making you a blessing to others. Now, when you're having a rough time, or when you're ill, or when things go wrong, and you've had a terrible disappointment, you feel depressed or discouraged, when you turn to the Bible, where do you usually turn at times like that? A lot of people turn to the book of Psalms. That's where we're going to look today. In fact, we're going to look at the very first Psalm, Psalm 1, to find out the kind of person God really blesses. Let me read Psalm 1 to you. It would be a good one to memorize. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Did you notice the difference? You're either godly or ungodly. You're either righteous, that is declared righteous with the righteousness of Christ through faith in his finished work at Calvary and the empty tomb, or either righteous or unrighteous. You're either saved or unsaved. You're either going to heaven or you're not going to heaven. The Bible says the way of the ungodly shall perish, but God says the way of the righteous will be blessed. Now look first of all that the God-blessed person, according to Psalm 1, verse 1, is separated from the world. What do we mean by the world? Does it mean the beautiful world all around us? Does it mean that we don't care about people? No, we're in the world, but we're not of it. The word world here means the world system. 1 John 2:15-17 in the New Testament says, "Love not the world system." That is the way the world thinks and plans and does and has its value system. Don't love the world system nor the things that are in the world system. If anyone loves the world system, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world system, listen carefully, it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And this is not of the Father, it's of the world. And the world is passing away. But he that does the will of God abides forever. So the true believer who is blessed of God is first of all separated from the world. That is the world system. He doesn't walk according to the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. Notice these three words, walk, stand, sit. The God-blessed person does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Rather, he gets his counsel from the Word of God, the Bible, and from godly people. He searches the Scriptures and finds out what is right and wrong and lives according to the truth of God's Word. He doesn't live by the counsel of the ungodly in the ways of selfishness and greedy and false ambitions of promises that never, never, ever are fulfilled in the life of the ungodly. To think that being rich, and there's nothing wrong with being rich, but if you think that's the answer to true happiness, you see, you can't mix the two. You can't be a friend of the world and a friend of God at the same time. In fact, the Bible says that friendship with the world is enmity with God. So the Bible tells us to come out from among them, be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. We're in the world, but we're not of it. So the first thing God mentions about a God-blessed person is that they don't walk according to the counsel of the ungodly, but rather according to God's word. And then secondly, they don't stand in the way of sinners. That is, they don't stand for what the sinful, unsaved, ungodly stand for. They don't promote that kind of lifestyle. They don't stand for the things that God is against. They stand for the things that the Bible teaches are right and true and holy and honest and godly and Christ-like. We are in a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. With all the armor of God on, and take your stand for that which is of God and of Christ in the Bible. Don't stand in the way of sinners, the things that they stand for. So the Christian lives a completely different life. They walk different, they take a stand which is different, and they don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Why? Because the scorner repudiates God's word, God's people, God's son, God's servants. Laughs at the preacher that preaches the word of God because the word condemns sin. Or scorner refuses God's word. And the fact the Bible says in the last days there'll become many scoffers and scorners who will say, where's the promise of his coming? They'll make fun of the truth of Christ's first coming and of his promise to return the second time. The scoffer doesn't want to have anything to do with the Bible. And the Christian doesn't sit, as it were, in the seat of the scornful, doesn't take sides with those kind of people. He rather takes sides with the things of God and is openly, willingly defending the truth of God's word no matter what people say. No matter if they laugh or ridicule or threaten, they take their stand, a true believer does, according to the word of God. They don't sit in the seat of the scornful. God says that the godless person, Psalm 1, he says his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. That is, the Christian really feasts on the Bible. Once you're saved, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within you, gives you a great desire to read and study the Bible, and then teaches you from those scriptures and opens up the truth of the Bible. Before you're saved, you don't understand the Bible. You don't have interest in spiritual things, the Bible, church, prayer. Maybe you pray when you're in trouble, but that's about it. But once you're saved, the Word of God becomes your entire affection. It becomes the most important book and possession in your life because it's eternal, God's eternal Word, and we delight ourselves in it, and we meditate on it day and night. Do you meditate in God's Word? That means, do you chew over again and again in your thinking all the wonderful truths that you read in the Bible? Do you take notes? Do you write things down from the Bible? Do you memorize scriptures from the Bible? If you would memorize one verse of scripture each week, in 1 year you would memorize 52 verses of scripture, one a week. Can you imagine what that will do for your life? The Bible says, "Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Someone has well said, this book, the Bible, will keep you from sin. Thirdly, the godless person is settled by the waters. Verse 3 of Psalm 1. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. His fruit, his leaf, the Bible says, are healthy and fresh, because the person that is blessed of God keeps in touch with the water of life, with the Word of God, and allows the Holy Spirit of life to permeate his whole system. He's like a tree planted, producing, prospering. He is someone who is refreshing to be around. He's planted by the rivers of water, ever flowing water. Remember, Jesus spoke of water. He said to the woman at the well, "If you drink of this water, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I shall give you, you will never thirst again." And she wanted that water. And he said, "I will give you that living water." So real, so fresh, so genuine. She was so excited, she ran back to tell everybody in the city, "I've found the Christ." And the living water of satisfaction and reality and genuineness that I've searched for all my life. The person whose life is bearing fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, is one who is living by that living water. And the person whose life is bearing fruit, those fruits are listed in Galatians chapter 5. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. These wonderful fruits will be a very evident part of the person who's planted by the rivers of water, who's been saved and planted into God's wonderful family and nourished by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. In fact, as you get older, Psalm 92 verse 14 says, "They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing." You might laugh at that. It just means fresh. "They shall be fresh and flourishing, not dried up, cranky, hard to get along with, a menace to society, but a refreshing blessing to all that you meet." See, the God-blessed person is separated from the world system, satisfied by the Word of God, delights in it, meditates in it, memorizes it, and is situated, settled by the water of life, brings forth fruit, and does not wither, but great refreshing blessing during his lifetime. Oh, that that were true of you and me. So Psalm 1 tells us about such a person. And then it simply closes by saying this, changes the whole subject. The ungodly are not so. Oh, the ungodly are different. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. They have no substance. Therefore, the Bible says the ungodly will not stand in the judgment. That means that when the judgment day comes, they won't be able to stand. They'll hear God say, "Depart from me, I never knew you," and they won't stand in the congregation of the righteous either. That is, those who have been declared righteous in Christ, not self-righteous, but the righteousness of Christ. Those who will not stand with the righteous have never come to Christ to receive the righteousness that he alone can impart. The Bible says that his righteousness, is the only righteousness God will accept, and that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags to God, and God will say to such people, I never knew you. The eyes of the Lord, the verse says, are over the righteous. The Lord knows what we do, where we go, if it's pleasing to God. Where are you going? How are you walking? What are you standing? Blessed is the man constantly refreshed and bringing forth fruit. Their purpose, their plan, their aim, their ambition is to please the Lord Jesus Christ and become fruitful in their life, not only in the quality and character of it, but in the lives they influence. They become fruitful in winning others to the Savior, and they're looking forward to that day when they will hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Paul could put it this way in the New Testament. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. That day, my friend, if you are ungodly, in that day you will not stand. You will not hear the Lord say, welcome. He will say, depart. But if you are a Christian, and you've been walking according to the things of God and the truth of God's word, you'll hear, well done, good and faithful servant. God knows the way of the righteous. What is that way? It's the way of the cross. Jesus' death and burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his seated intercession for us, his preparation in heaven, and his soon return. It's the way Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. The old hymn says, the way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as you onward go, the cross leads home. Come to the cross. Confess your sin. See Jesus dying there for you. Repent, receive, believe on him as Savior and Lord, and begin this God-blessed way. Read and memorize Psalm 1. Live according to its wonderful truth and be a God-blessed person that is fruit-bearing and so refreshing. God bless you.
I'm sure that you enjoyed the biblical message you just heard. We pray that everyone that listens to Canada's National Bible Hour would be a believer in Jesus Christ. We pray that as the scriptures teach us that of all sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the scriptures go on to tell us that as many as receive him, receive the Lord Jesus, unto them gave he the right to become the sons of God. You can be a child of God by receiving Jesus Christ into your heart.
Remember to order your copy of the booklet, No Longer Alone, written by Joni Erickson Tada. This is a listener-supported program, and we would not be on the air without the support of our listeners.
You can write to Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, L2R7A7, or in the United States, at Box 2010, Buffalo, New York, 14231. Don't forget, you can hear past messages of Canada's National Bible Hour on our website, which is missiongo.org, missiongo.org, or you can hear podcasts on iTunes. Look for missiongo-radio. May the Lord bless you and use you this next week.